For the un breathing practice, we need to use a couple of special types of breath. There are two, there's the ah sound and the un sound. The ah sound is made on an in-breath, which is a little bit unusual for us in the West because we generally don't make sounds on the in-breath. One way to think of it is the kind of sound that you might make if you've had some kind of a surprise, a sort of sound. Try to make it a pleasant surprise rather than a shock. So we're not looking for a it's more of a like somebody's given you a wonderful present. And as much as possible, we're trying to bring this in-breath down into the belly rather than up into the chest. When we make the startled sound, the it tends to bring everything up. The shoulders come up, the breathing comes up. So try to relax down into the body as you do it. Then the second sound is the un sound. And you can kind of get a sense for this by saying the letter N and closing your mouth as you do it. So it turns into more of a kind of purring sound or a rumbling sound, like And again, this sound is low down in the belly rather than up in the chest. So for the complete breathing cycle, there's the R sound on the in-breath, there's the un sound on the out-breath. In between the two, we swallow a little bit of saliva or do something else that helps to relax and drop everything down. Just because there's a bit of a tendency for things to move up on the in-breath despite our best efforts. So there's the in-breath, there's the swallow or the relaxation, there's the un sound. So one complete round is swallow,